感谢同学们学习吉米老师的课程。更多免费课程，大家可以关注微信公众号“随时随课”，随时的随，时间的时，课程的课，随时随课。我在这里陪大家一起学好英语。Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode on Saturday.So it's Saturday. Hope you guys are doing great. I know you guys are having your summer break, right? You kind of feel really relaxed, laid back on your sofa, become like a couch potato, watching episodes and episodes of TV shows, etc., etc. Or like 葛优躺, right? Well, I hope this never happened to you. Well, at least you're trying to learn things, right? Learn something new during the break. After all, what happens nowadays is all about lifelong learning.
七月暑期到来啊，不管大家是在家休假也好，还是在平常的上班族继续穿梭在人潮涌动的地铁当中，都希望大家在夏季啊要戒骄戒躁啊，继续前进。
So in order to help you guys cool off the heat, right? I'm here to help you guys to cool off the heat.
降暑降温啊 ，cool off the heat.
So I'm here to bring you guys a little bit jokes, right? Okay, it's another round of jokes.
那么今天呢，还是我们来讲几个笑话。
这几个笑话呢非常的短 It's all about question and answer format 还是一问一答一问一答这种模式
那么这样的笑话呢在英语中呢还是非常的常见的
As we mentioned earlier, right? Since you guys have a good command of English You guys are so good at English Listening, speaking as well as other skills So I'm deciding to test you, okay? I'm deciding to test you Give you a test on this one To see if you guys really understand What's really funny about those four jokesVery short, funny jokes, okay?
相信大家的英文水平呢都是杠杠的啊。听了咱节目这么久啊，想不变高那都难，是吧？所以呢，今天这四个笑话呢，我就来考一考大家啊，特别是对于很多我们中高级的学习者啊，特别来考一考我们很多中高级的学习者啊。对于我们中高级学习者来说啊，理解笑话这是一个必经之路啊，这是决定了英语到底有没有学到家。
All right, without further ado, let's go. Here we go for the first one.The first joke, ready? Why didn't the shark swallow the clown fish? Why didn't the shark swallow the clown fish? You know shark, right?
鲨鱼 clown fish, 小丑鱼或者叫魁鱼
Why didn't the shark swallow, eat the clown fish?
鲨鱼为什么不吃小丑鱼呢
Why? You tell me. Alright, waiting for the answer? Because it tastes funny. Okay, not funny at all, right? okay.Because it tastes funny, but I don't think it's that funny, right? Which makes the joke really funny, okay? Anyway, so, tastes funny,
这个短语呢为什么这么说呢
Tastes funny, 尝起来很 funny? Interesting? No, of course not, absolutely not.
Funny 在这里肯定就不是有趣的意思。
So if you say something tastes funny, or looks funny, or sound funny, it means it's kind of strange, it's really weird.
Funny 在这里的意思就表示很奇怪、啊、有点怪怪的如果说我们说吃什么东西、啊、那就是吃起来感觉有点不对劲、啊、怪怪的
Tastes funny Right? So that's where the joke comes in Okay?
那这又是一个典型的双关 Right?
Double meaning Okay? So it's all about understanding the double meaning of the joke Alright, very funny Now comes the next one Why was 6 afraid of 7? Okay, why was 6, number 6?Afraid of number 7. Why?
六为什么怕七呢
Okay. Doesn't have any logic, right?
这个逻辑上好像说不通啊。
Why? Because 7, 8, 9. Get it? Because 7, 8, 9. Right. I guess some of you must get it, right? You must get it. Okay.
这个笑话呢听起来就很简单哈。
Because 7, 8, 9.
稍微想一下这个问题就懂了哈。
7, 8, 9.
7有双关吗
No, 没有 8, does it have some double meaning?
Sure,
yeah, 8
那么可以是数字8也可以是 eat, 吃的它的这个过去式是8
Because 7, 8, 9, right? Because 7, 8, 9, so 6 was afraid of 7 Because number 6 doesn't want to be eaten by 7, right? Because 7 is so powerful, or anyway, okay?So did you get it, right? 7, 8, 9. Okay, next one. Why didn't the skeleton go to the party? Why? Skeleton, as we know, is
bones, right? Skeleton, 啊，就是骷髅。Why didn't the skeleton go to the party? 为什么这骷髅不去参加聚会呢？ Why? Because he had nobody to go with. Right? He had nobody to go with. 那么笑点呢就在这里。Nobody to go with. Okay, you can either say he had nobody to go with, or you can say he had nobody to go with. 大家能够听出来这两个词的区别吗？一个是 nobody, 一个是 nobody.这是两个词，第一个词 nobody， 我把 no 和 body 分开，就是说这个 skeleton 本身它就是骷髅嘛，肯定就没有身体，所以说没有身体怎么去呢？第二种呢就是 nobody， 没人跟他一起去， right？ Okay， again it's double meaning， right？ So if you say nobody or nobody， 所以说重音放的位置不同啊，理解的意思就不同。Nobody 是没有人， nobody 没有身体， okay， right。And the last joke. Why did the teacher wear sunglasses to class? Oh, okay. Why did the teacher wear sunglasses to class? 老师为什么要戴墨镜去上课？ Oh my god. Normally, we aren't allowed to wear sunglasses to classes, of course. Yeah. So why? Because her students were so bright. Okay. Her students were so bright.Now, to understand this joke, you have to know the double meaning of bright. 这个笑话的笑点呢，同样是在于 bright, 它的双关。So bright, first of all, it can be full of light, right? It's so light. 哎，可以表示很光亮，可以表示非常的耀眼啊，很刺眼 bright. But also can be smart, clever, intelligent, right? Bright. Okay, so again, it's a double meaning, right?So now you understand why teacher have to wear glasses, sunglasses to class, right? Because they're so bright, right? Hopefully next time you can try to tell those jokes to your teachers or friends or relatives or family members, etc. to see if they really go down well. All right, thanks again for joining me. Happy weekend, and I'll see you next time.